Selanjutnya kami akan mengangkat masalah yang lain, yaitu masalah kelahiran bayi yang sudah meninggal dalam kandungan, yang seolah jarang dibicarakan itu. Nah, mengapa demikian? Dan bagaimana sebenarnya perasaan dari ibu-ibu yang pernah mengalaminya itu? Nah, untuk mengetahuinya, marilah kita simak laporan yang disampaikan oleh Bapak Riki Kusumo berikut ini.
Pendengar sekalian, penelitian baru mengungkapkan salah satu kendala terbesar yang dihadapi orang tua yang dalam kesusahan setelah kehilangan anaknya saat dilahirkan atau stigma seputar bayi yang mati dalam kandungan. Studi dari Universitas South Australia menemukan adanya keengganan dari profesional kesehatan dan masyarakat umum untuk membicarakan secara terbuka tentang kelahiran bayi yang mati dalam kandungan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Jessica Washington.
Is that you welcome your baby into the world and you have such a tiny amount of time to spend with them before you have to say goodbye again.
Itulah suara wanita dari Sydney, Anne Mary Imrie. Imrie tahu betul tantangan apa yang dihadapi oleh orang tua setelah kehilangan anaknya saat dilahirkan karena mati dalam kandungan.
So we found out that that Xavier had died on the 30th of January 2015, and then I was booked in the following day and induced to give labor, and he was born on the 31st of January.
Ia menceritakan malam yang menyedihkan itu.
The terrible thing was that I stayed overnight in hospital and I was transferred to the maternity ward. So I got a private room, but I was still there without my baby and I could hear other babies crying, and that was just really quite traumatic.
Trauma kelahiran mati dalam kandungan adalah sesuatu yang dialami oleh ratusan keluarga di negeri ini, di mana 6 bayi yang dilahirkan mati dalam kandungan setiap harinya di Australia. Daniel Pollock, seorang mahasiswa doktor keperawatan dan kebidanan dari Universitas South Australia, melakukan penelitian baru yang membahas keheningan dan stigma yang masih ada seputar kelahiran bayi yang mati dalam kandungan.
I don't think anyone wants the reality of knowing that a baby can die. We're in a very lucky country where most babies don't. And so we are under this false premise that it wouldn't happen to us. So for them, they're like, well, if the majority don't pass away, we don't have to talk about it then. So I think that, it's just a hard topic to acknowledge that, you know, maybe the healthcare system can't save all babies.
Penelitian Pollock termasuk survei orang tua anak-anak yang dilahirkan mati dalam kandungan yang menemukan lebih dari 70% tidak diberitahu tentang kemungkinan bayi mereka itu telah mati dalam kandungan oleh dokter mereka.
I think healthcare professionals don't want to create a lot of anxiety for women. They believe it's a very anxious topic. If they talk about it, then they'll just have women coming in for no reason. These are just some things we have been hearing.
Chief Executive dari Stillbirth Foundation Australia, Victoria Boring, mengatakan stigma itu perlu diatasi.
It's the lack of information around stillbirth that creates the stigma and the taboo that surrounds it. It's not well known, it's not discussed often during pregnancy, and it's certainly not something that extended networks for pregnant couples tend to think about. It's very much an invisible loss.
Pollock telah mengalami secara langsung dinding keheningan seputar kelahiran mati dalam kandungan, dan ia mengatakan dukungan keluarga adalah kunci utama dalam membantu orang tua yang berduka.
After the death of my daughter Sophia, I felt very alone. Even though my family, I suppose, did try, they were trying to support me in any way they could, I still felt like they weren't able to understand the true impact of what it was like to lose a child.
Imrie mengatakan kepada SBS bahwa seharusnya ia diberitahu tentang hal itu pada saat selama kehamilannya.
Small things like just being made aware that the midwife service that I had access to throughout my pregnancy was a 24-hour service that I wasn't aware of until after my son was stillborn, which is something that still really bugs me a little bit, because I think I started to get concerned on a Thursday evening, and if I had have known that it was a 24-hour service, I might have made a phone call. I don't know if it would have made any difference.
Pollock mengatakan bukan hanya profesional medis yang perlu mengatasi tabu itu, namun juga keluarga dan teman orang tua dari anak yang dilahirkan mati dalam kandungan itu.
A lot of the times, parents just kind of just want you to be there. provide a meal, ask about their baby, their name, you know, remember those birthdays like you would remember a living child. It's just so important just to have that child acknowledged and, you know, knowing that you probably will never understand.
Penelitiannya membahas pentingnya mengenal anak tersebut, yang merupakan sebuah proses yang dilakukan oleh Imri dengan caranya sendiri yang unik dengan menulis buku anak-anak untuk mengenang anaknya itu.
For me, my experience was going to the cemetery and feeling a bit awkward and not knowing what to do when I was there, so I bought children's picture books and started to read to him, and then that's where the idea was born.
Pollock mengatakan penting untuk diingat ada beberapa komunitas yang berbeda di Australia dan ada pelajaran yang bisa dipelajari dari budaya yang berbeda.
So we found within the Maori community that they were a lot more open in talking about their baby. We asked a question about culture and how that influenced them, their grieving, and those that were from a Maori background said that they were able to bring the baby home, that the baby was more within the community.
Banyak rumah sakit di sekitar Australia sekarang memiliki cuddle cots, perangkat yang terlihat seperti basinet, namun dilengkapi dengan selimut pendingin terisolasi untuk memperlambat proses alami yang terjadi setelah kematian anak dalam kandungan itu. Hal tersebut memungkinkan orang tua menghabiskan lebih banyak waktu untuk menyambut dan mengucapkan selamat tinggal kepada anaknya yang dilahirkan mati dalam kandungan. Ibu Imri mengatakan bahwa ini adalah langkah ke arah yang benar dan dapat membantu keluarga orang tua yang berduka lebih baik dalam memberikan dukungan bagi mereka yang kehilangan anaknya.
So not a lot of people get to meet your baby, and so it's hard for them to wrap their head around the fact that this is a little person that really just means the absolute world to you and your family. And I think the other key thing is that it's so important, well, speaking for myself, so important for me to be able to continue that relationship with my son. So I had a little boy named Xavier. So my view is that I continue my relationship with him even though he's no longer here.
Nah, itulah tadi Bapak Riki Kusumo dengan laporannya tentang bayi yang lahir yang sudah meninggal dalam kandungan.